In the closing stages of the NRL season finals, we're getting close to the grand final, just 3 weekends to go. And I've invited Tom to join me each week and give us a preview of the finals matches ahead. Hello, Tom.
Morning, Aaron. Good to be here.
Some crackers last weekend. I think we're in for pretty much the same this weekend.
Yeah, great games to start the final. And of course, last week, you know, everyone was only talking about Canterbury's Mad Monday scandal, and it was really good to finally see some great footy at the end of the week there, and it all capped off with Melbourne and Rabbitohs, and I thought that was the game of the year, in my opinion.
Absolutely, very, very good game. It's interesting that, plenty of the results on the weekend didn't go the way people expected, so I think going into this round, we might like to think that we know who's going to win, but chances are it'll go the other way.
That's right. If you were just going off form, you would have put your... And if you would have asked me as well, pick one certainty for the weekend, you would have probably picked the Broncos.
Yeah.
So... if you were just going off form, you know, Broncos should have just rolled in that game, but it certainly wasn't the case.
All right, so don't take any notice of our tips for these games coming up this weekend, but they should be good. Cronulla take on the Panthers, and of course, well, the Panthers were a team that went into last week's finals out of form. They got Maloney back the week before and had a win, but they just rolled the Warriors. I didn't think the Warriors would go so meekly.
No, Warriors were up. I think it was 10-2 in that game, but from there it was all Penrith from there, and you could really see the difference that James Maloney makes in that football team. And I think there are really good chances this week to beat Cronulla.
I don't know which way this is going to go. Someone asked me this morning who's going to win Cronulla Panthers. I said I had no idea. Flip a coin. I think that the big worry for Cronulla going into this game is the fact that they've lost Wade Graham, who really is their best ball playing. Well, you'd put him in the halves, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I'd make the case he's their most valuable player in general.
Yeah,
and he makes such a difference to that team, and I know that if Cronulla were to win this week, I'd be happy as a Storm fan knowing Wade Graham isn't there, because he absolutely terrorises Melbourne anytime they play them.
Yep.
So he's a massive loss, obviously, and Penrith really finding their groove last week. I'm not sure whether or not you put that down to really good Penrith or really bad Warriors, but I do expect Penrith to get the win in this one.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because in both of these finals this weekend, which, you know, makes a big difference to mindset, you've got a winning team going in against a losing team. Yep. And that's what makes this second round of the finals so interesting, because despite the fact that, and we'll get to St. George and Rabbits, despite the fact that St. George are under strength, you've still got a team that's come off the back of a win. And in the finals, that's such a big thing, and may work in the Panthers' favour.
Yeah, it would. And the Sharks, they had the chance to win last week against the Roosters, but I spoke about last week about the Sharks' halves in particular, and to be honest, you can't trust them in big games at all, in my opinion. And that's why the Roosters had an S there with Kronk and Tedesco, obviously, the form halfback and fullback in the comp. So there's a really big question mark around their spine at the moment. I know Valentine Holmes is playing really well, but he can't do it all himself, obviously. So I think Penrith has a massive edge in the halves there.
Who are you tipping?
Penrith.
Okay. I think if I was pushed, I'd go for the Panthers. But this game could go either way. And I don't know, maybe those Cronulla halves will find something. But Townsend really is only an average first grader at best, isn't he?
He's a makeshift half, didn't he? Like, and look, there's nothing wrong with being a solid first grader.
Yep.
But I certainly give the edge to Maloney and Cleary in that department.
Yep. Well, there you go. So don't put anything on the Panthers. We've both backed them. Into the Rabbitohs St. George game that's happening on Saturday night. This is really interesting for the Rabbitohs, because they're taking on St. George, who, you know, they're busted. They've got players out. Widdup, I don't know how they're going to get him to play if they do. And then they'll go on to play the Rabbitohs, should they win that game, a Roosters side without Mitchell. So it's set up for the Rabbitohs to cruise all the way through to the grand final.
It is, and I think you'll find that this is the classic letdown spot for the Dragons here. So I believe that the Dragons played their grand final last week, and they would have been on such an emotional high after winning that game, and in the fashion that they did, you know, dominating one of the form teams of the competition in their own house. So I think that this is the classic letdown game for the Dragons here. Rabbitohs played sensational against Melbourne last week and were unlucky to lose in the end, really. And so I think the Rabbitohs do have a significant edge here. And, of course, all those injuries to the Dragons doesn't help at all.
The incredible thing about the game last week was the form shown by their star players. I mean, Greg Inglis was incredible. The Burgess boys, all three of them, were amazing. So if they can take that form into this game, the Rabbitohs surely have to win.
I think so. And Adam Reynolds' kicking game was unbelievable as well. He terrorised Melbourne's back three with those bombs all night. And they finally got healthy in the outside backs there. They went through a period of about a month there where they didn't have any. So they get Gagai and Inglis, like you said, back, and Robert Jennings back as well.
I'll tell you who else was good. Sutton was fantastic last weekend.
Sutton was fantastic. And they've got people coming off the bench as well, like your Cameron Murrays as well. And they're outstanding players. And I think South will go to the grand final still. I think it'll be a South-Melbourne grand final. But I do expect South to beat St George this week.
Yeah. And then, as we said, I mean, then they're going to take on the Roosters, who lost Latrell Mitchell. Yep. He should have gone for that tackle.
I think he should have gone for more. I make no secret of the fact that I'm a Storm supporter. I think Will Chambers deserved every bit
of
those.
So as a Storm supporter, you're a specialist in the grapple tackle?
Exactly. Yes. I know my way around this topic. but I think Will Chambers deserved every bit of his 3 weeks for that crusher tackle a couple of weeks ago. And I think Latrell deserved more. I think it was the exact same tackle. So to be only getting one was a bit dodgy.
See, because they, I think these days they weigh up the importance of a final over regular games, which they shouldn't do.
No.
But if all falls into place, you'd think that Latrell Mitchell only needs to be out for one game to put the Roosters in some difficulty.
Well, he's been that good for them. One game might be enough to cost them the year. Like, he's been that influential in their games. And I tell you what, with a Rabbitohs team, if they were to get through and go play the Roosters, I'd be very nervous if I was a Roosters fan, even with the week off.
Looking forward to the action across this weekend in round two of the NRL finals. We're going to keep you updated with all the finals news and action right through to the grand final here on 4RO.